$473.68, 473 points. So when a person becomes the owner of the fixed amount, 473 is there in his possession. For example, to make round figure, 500. In his possession, he got 500 extra cash. Now, he has to fix the day, for example, and it should be Islamic day, not the Gregorian calendar, because our ahkam of the Sharia revolve around the lunar calendar. That's why our Hajj start with the lunar calendar, Ramadan start lunar calendar, our Zakat also based on the lunar calendar. So he has to fix one date, for example, 1st of Ramadan, or 1st of Muharram, or 1st of Rabiul Awwal. Fix. And see, on that day, if he has $500 extra, he says, yes, I got $500 extra in my savings or in my hand. So he becomes Sahib-e-Nisab. By having extra $500 in his possession, he becomes entitled to pay the zakat. But right away, he doesn't have to pay because he just got it. Now that 500, he has to wait 12 months to pass on it. Hawlan hawl. If 12 months pass, next year, on the 1st of Ramadan or 1st of Muharram, whatever date he has set in his mind, see, he still got 500, or now he's got 5,000. During the 12 months, he got some extra amount. So now, on the 1st of next year, he has to calculate how much money he got at that particular date which he has fixed last year. Now, on that amount, for example, he got 5,000 after 12 months pass. Now, out of $5,000, he owed someone 3,000. For example, he took the loan and he had to pay back. So first of all, out of 5,000, whatever debt he has to pay back. And then what is remaining, for example, he paid 3,000 as a debt. Now in his hand, he only got 2,000. So he has to pay the zakat only for 2,000, 2.5%. Whatever calculation will come, he has to pay zakat remaining after the debt. This is the simple example of the zakat. To whom zakat should be paid? Now why I'm mentioning, because Ramadan is the first people most like to pay zakat. As I said, it shouldn't be Ramadan. Whenever zakat becomes compulsory, it can be any month in his life, he should pay on that. He should not wait for Ramadan, because he may die before Ramadan. And zakat is obligatory upon him. So whatever month he has fixed in his mind, next month on that particular date, he has to pay the zakat. He should not wait for Ramadan. But most of the people have the habit of giving zakat in the month of Ramadan. The reason for it, because in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward of every good amal, every farz act equivalent to the 70 times. Every dollar spent in zakat in the month of Ramadan, he will get the reward of $70. That is the only reason people are trying to pay zakat in this holy month of Ramadan. Nothing wrong with that. But every year in a specific date, he should pay the zakat. Calculate all the amount, gold, silver, jewelry, etc. and see how much debt he has, and rest of the things he should take out 2.5%. Some people give the zakat a lump sum amount. They write a check for the fundraising, whatever. Okay, 500 zakat. But they don't calculate. It can be less, it can be more. So it is compulsory for the Sahib-e-Nisab to calculate every penny, whatever he has in savings, whatever he has in hand, the gold and silver and whatever. So calculate and then take out 2.5%. That has to be a fixed amount, not lump sum amount. Okay, to whom zakat should be given? The recipient of zakat, I cannot cover everything, but inshallah I'll go a little faster. Zakat has to be given to the Muslim, poor and needy. Zakat cannot be given to non-Muslim. Yes, sadaqah, khairat, you can give it to non-Muslim, homeless people, or whatever you like. But zakat specifically cannot be done if it's not given to the Muslim, needy, poor person. And the collector of the zakat, those whose hearts also be reconciled. So, to whom we should give zakat? As I said, to the needy and poor person. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged us to give the zakat first of all to our close relatives. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one of the hadiths, if you give zakat to someone else, you give the zakat, you will just get one reward of giving zakat. But if you give the same amount of zakat to our relatives, you will get the double reward, double sawab. One is to paying zakat and other one is to sila rahmi, to have the kinship, to have the, you know, taking care of your close relative. That's why zakat, you can give it to keep in mind that zakat is can be given to our own brothers, our own sister, if they are entitled. That is the condition. If they are poor and needy, you can give zakat to your own brother, your own sister, nephew, niece, brother and sister, mature children, brother and sisters, mature children, death, nephew and niece, maternal and paternal uncles and aunts, stepmother, you can give zakat to your stepmother, not to your real mother, stepmother, step grandfather, step grandmother, father-in-law, keep in mind, I'm highlighting, you can give zakat to, laws are very difficult, you have to take care of laws. Father-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law. How many laws? You can give zakat to all these if they are entitled. To whom zakat is not given? Zakat cannot be given to the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hashimi, Sayyid family. You should help them without zakat money. You should give them the clean and pure money, but not give them zakat money. And zakat cannot be given for two things. One is birth relationship and other is the marriage, marital relationship. Birth relationship, we cannot give zakat to our parents, father and mother, grandparents, great-grandparents above us. We cannot give zakat to them. Likewise, we cannot give zakat to our offsprings. We cannot give zakat to our own sons, our own daughters, our own grandchildren, our own grand-grandchildren. We cannot give zakat to them. But other than that, like I say, brother, sister, aunts, uncle, all this, we can give them zakat. Another thing is marriage. So husband cannot give zakat to his wife, and wife cannot give zakat to her husband. Otherwise, the money will come back in the same account. People are smart, and before Ramadan, they transfer the money into the wife's account. I have no zakat money, it has gone to the wife's account. And after Ramadan, get it back. People are smart. Don't do this. It's not allowed. You can't cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So husband and wife cannot transfer zakat money amongst each other. Likewise, zakat has to be given to a poor person, and tamliq is important. A person should take it. Sometimes the people come and they do fundraising for the masjid, madrasa, hospital, Islamic school, and they take zakat. And people give zakat for that. Zakat cannot utilize for construction of any building. Zakat cannot be used for the kafan of the dead person. Because that person is dead, he's not becoming malik. He has to become a malik, an owner of the zakat money. Then only zakat can be accepted. Until then, the zakat cannot be accepted, it cannot be done. That's why another way of, you know, most of the time we give money overseas to our relative and we make them wakil on our behalf, representative. Okay, you give distribute zakat on my behalf, $10,000, for example. So it is, he is okay if your vakil is reliable, honest, and according to your instruction, he is giving and distributing zakat amongst poor and needy people, all $10,000, then your zakat over here will be done. Your vakil can do your job. But if you send $10,000 and vakil is not reliable, negligent, he lost your money, or someone stolen from his house. Now, you say, I already gave him zakat, he knows it. No, it's your zakat. If your vakil lost the money, then you have to pay another amount. Zakat will not be done until you repay again. So it's not the responsibility of the vakil, but it's the responsibility of the owner of the zakat, that he must make sure that his money is gone into the right channel, into the right people, then only his zakat will be done. Now, these are the few examples of the zakat. My time is running out. Then is sadaqatul fitr, which is compulsory, wajib, obligatory upon every person, regardless he is fasting or is not fasting. He has to pay sadaqatul fitr before the Eid Salat. The time for sadaqatul fitr is before the Eid Salat. But ulama advise that you should not hold your fitra money until the last day, because here we don't have poor people. We have to send overseas, it takes time. And it should be done, it should be paid off before we perform Salatul Eid. That's why during the month of Ramadan, any day, any night, Sadqatul Fitr, Fitrana can be paid. It will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's much better to give Sadqah before, so needy people can take that money and buy some clothing, shoes for their kids, and they can enjoy the Eid. If you give the on Eid day, they have no time to purchase the things which they require and need for Eid. So it's better to pay them before the Eid so they can utilize that amount in their needs and necessities. So inshallah, we have the boxes that every year we put it over there. So put your zakat money in the zakat box and put the sadqa fitrana money in the sadqa fitrana, because we calculate differently and then accordingly we distribute to the overseas different countries inshallah, and that you can start from today or tonight inshallah. So minimum amount of zakat this year according to Sharia Board of New York is $8, the equivalent to the wheat, the amount of the wheat, $8 per person. Person should pay from his side and from his minor children, nabalik children. He is not entitled to pay on behalf of his wife or grown up children, 13 and above children, he doesn't have to pay. Only minor children and for his, but out of mercy, if he pay on behalf of his wife, he's paying so many bills of his wife, one extra fitrana doesn't make difference. So it will be accepted. But it is not obligatory on husband. Is willingly, if he wants to pay, then it will be accepted. Likewise for the children as well. Another important thing, my brothers, this is, I said, minimum amount, $8. If someone wants to pay $10, $20, most welcome. The more you spend in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, the more you will get the sawab and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is all upon you. But minimum, your fitrana will be done if you pay $8 per person. Fidya, those a person becomes extremely weak due to the age, old age or disease, and has no hope of recovery. This is the condition, he has no hope of recovery, and in a result can't fast, has been allowed by Sharia not to fast, but give fidya, another term. One is fitrana for everybody, and this is the fidya for the only diseased and old people. So fidya amount also per fast is $10. So for the whole month of Ramadan, it works out $300. So those very, very old people or very severely sick people, they cannot fast because of the sickness and disease and old age, they can pay the fidya, $300 before the Eid al-Fitr, before the Eid Salah, $300 they should give. And if they cannot make it, if they are poor and not working, disabled, then their close relatives, their sons and daughters, they should pay on their behalf it is good to pay out the fidya on behalf of your parents. You will get the reward for that. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.